Anyway, we're going to have talk to the speakers tonight about Thanksgiving. And tonight we're going to start with Sister Katie Johnson. She's going to volunteer. Come with us tonight.
Okay, I don't do this very often. Okay, what does this holiday mean to me? To me, this holiday means to get together with your family and friends and think back to the year of everything that's happened, good and bad. I'm thankful for my life. If I had not been adopted 16 years ago, I would not be here today. I'm thankful for a godly mom. She has a lot to do. She always has a lot on her plate, but she always makes sure that I'm okay, even after a long day of work. I'm also thankful for a good job that works around my schedule. Some traditions that we do. The last couple of years, we've rented Hoback Park, and then we have people sign up to bring stuff that they... Have people sign up to bring food. And then we eat and play games the rest of the night. All in all, this year I'm thankful for how my life is now, and I don't think I'd go back to change anything.
Very beautiful. All right, Sister Haley Friesner.
So one of the questions that was on the paper that Sister Sherry gave me was, are there any scriptures about giving thanks that are special to you? And one that's always been special to me is 1 Chronicles 16:34 that says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endureth forever." And this has always been really special to me, because if it weren't for God's goodness and mercy, I really don't know where I would be. Right. And the second question was, does your family have any Thanksgiving traditions? And every year, my mom will give us all a little piece of paper and a pencil, and we'll write out what God did for us throughout the year and how he's helped us. And she keeps them so that when we're older, we can always look back on them, and we never have to forget what God did. And is there anything you are especially grateful for this year? I'm thankful for my supportive friends who are always there when I need them, my praying parents, even though I've put them through a lot, they haven't given up on me yet. My youth leaders and my pastor, who I can always go to with all my questions. And last week, Brother Steve was talking, and he said, "I'm in a deep, dark trial. Why should I be thankful?" And then he went on to say, "If you really look around, it won't take you long to find someone who's worse than you." And that got me thinking that not everyone has God in their life, and I do. I have God through every good and bad day, every trial, every heartache. And if nothing else this year, I'm especially grateful that God is always there for me when I need him.
All right, Brother Benji Miller.
All right. What does Thanksgiving mean to me? Thanksgiving means eating a bunch of food and spending time with family. Food part's the best. And what's something I'm especially thankful for this year? My family putting up with me for another year. And then Katie. And a Thanksgiving tradition is seeing who's the last people to show up. And I hate to throw you under the bus, Chris Miller, but it's him. That's it.
Very good. Appreciate it. Love Brother Benji. All right. Sister Emily Presley.
I know people normally don't do this, but I'm going to pray just real quick. Dear Lord, thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you, Lord, for many blessings, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that I get to stand up here and tell what you've done for me. Lord, please help me get it out right and calm my nerves. In Jesus' name, pray. Amen. So Thanksgiving to me is about being thankful for what God has given me and about food and spending time with family. This year, God helped me make decisions, and he's been there for me a lot. The first part of Psalms 46:1 says, "God is our refuge, our shelter, and strength, I am thankful for the strength God gives and for how he's there to help me. Something I'm most importantly thankful for is salvation. Without God, I don't know where I would be. God, my parents and their examples, and the truth preached are what have made me who I am today. God deserves all the praise for what he's done in my life. He forgave me when I went back on him, and he's been so patient with me. We had the privilege of going to Alabama this year and spend time with family and go Black Friday shopping, and I'm thankful for that. Also, thankfully, we had the privilege to listen to the service live this morning, and during the service, Brother Mike said, while he was sharing, longing for a change. And as I look back over my past, I longed for a change, and I'm so thankful for how God saved me and changed my life. A song says, God is so wonderful, I can't explain. I won't ever understand God's mercy on me, but I'm thankful for it, and I'm thankful for what he's done for me.
All right. Appreciate that, Sister Emily. It's beautiful. Okay. Brother Vossler. Where are you at? I know Brother Vossler's here. There he is. He's hiding behind his dad. We all appreciate Brother Fred.
So, what does Thanksgiving mean to you? To me, it means a time to give thanks to God for all he's given us, and not just giving thanks for the small things, but for the big things. And I said that backwards. for instance, we drive like an hour and 15 minutes every time we come to church one way. So, like, safety on the roads, and we never even think about it, you know, all the stuff that could have happened to us. Is there something you're thankful for? I'm thankful for a great church, a wonderful pastor, Brother Decker, and great youth leaders, and the privilege of coming here. Scriptures about giving thanks. 16:8. Give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name and make known his deeds among the people. Other Thanksgiving traditions. Our tradition is we don't have a tradition, so whatever happens, usually we hang out with family. Some family, some time of the year, around Thanksgiving. And that's all I have.
Very good. We appreciate it, Brother Fred. Beautiful. All right, Brother Cody Green.
So to me, Thanksgiving is a time to think back over the year and think about all the things you have to be thankful for. And I know as Christians, we're supposed to be thankful all the time. But, I mean, especially on Thanksgiving, those things come to your mind and you can just go back and think about all the things you have to be thankful for. Something I have to be especially thankful for this year, this is an easy one. I got engaged this year to Alexa. And we're getting married next year, so that's... Thank you. That's obviously the most thing I have to be most thankful for this year. And being with her over the past few months, she's probably going through what will be the hardest time in her life, or close to it. She lost, if any of you don't know, she lost her father back beginning of October, I think. And then 2.5 weeks later, at her father's memorial service, we got a text that she lost her grandpa. So that was really hard. But through that time, my mind goes to this verse. It asks, are there any scriptures about being thanks that are special to you? My mind went to this verse, and this is in Job 1:21. This, I just double checked it, and I believe these are the first words that came out of Job's mouth when he realized that all of his children had died and everything he owned was gone. The first words out of his mouth were, And he said, "Naked I came out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." And in all this, Job sinned not, nor charged God foolishly. And as I've seen Alexa go through this trial, it's encouraging to know that she's spiritual, and she has not charged God foolishly, as Job did. And even though it's definitely one of the hardest times in our lives, we still have so much to thank God for. He's definitely been through us, or been with us through all of it, and we couldn't have made it without him. So, Thanksgiving traditions, my immediate family on Thursday meets at our house with my grandma and my Aunt Dinah, and then we have food and play games. And then, Friday morning, for the past 22 years, I've woken up to the smell of my mother chopping up oysters to make her famous oyster dressing for our extended get-together. I don't have to deal with that ever again. Unless Alexa gets any weird ideas. I'm thankful for that. But then we meet with our extended family Friday night, and we eat and play games again, and we go around, and everyone says what they're thankful for. But yeah, that's all I have.
Good. Appreciate Brother Cody. We're going to miss him, and we'll have more to say next year, Cody, about that. But appreciate him and Sister Alexa and what they've been through. It's been a rough year for her. So our next speaker, she's coming momentarily. Brother Ellie, I see him back there. Did you have anything you want to say tonight?
I'm supposed to speak tonight.
No, you weren't supposed to. It just from the heart.
Just thankful that I'm doing good. Everything's going well, so I should be able to walk this week, which is good. So
walk this week.
Thank the Lord.
How long has it been?
About 6 weeks.
Since
I've been able to walk. Yeah.
Wow. All right, does anybody else want to share something that they were thankful for? Maybe a little family tradition that's kind of quirky? Sister Victoria? Brother Dylan Borders, straight from North Carolina?
Yeah.
Come on up.
Oh.
All right, go ahead.
It's nothing crazy.
No, go ahead.
I'm thankful for the choir, as weird as it sounds. Being away and being the song service for 2 years,
right.
Coming back in and, you know, hearing the choir sing this morning was almost surreal. It was beautiful. So I'm thankful for the choir. I'm thankful for Sister Cummings and what she does for the choir. Yeah.
Yep.
Right.
All right, Sister Juliana DeVries.
So you better all pray for me because I didn't know I was going to be here until 10:30 this morning, and I was late. So I literally have nothing, and I also was reading my Bible stuck in traffic. So hopefully. You get something out of this. The prompt says, what does this holiday mean to me? It means spending time with family. I think we should be thankful every day, so the food's a bonus. But is there something you're especially thankful for this year? I'm thankful for safe travels. I almost got rear-ended by a semi today. I am thankful for my family, and I am thankful for my health. I was really sick earlier this year. I just felt like I was going to throw up all the time, and I finally figured out what was wrong with me, and can manage it now, and I'm really thankful for that. I'm thankful for Mason. He's awesome. He pushes me to look at different perspectives, and it's really helpful for me. Are there any scriptures about things? Giving thanks that are special to you. Psalms 118. I'm just going to pick little verses out of here. The first verse says, "O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endureth forever. Let Israel now say that his mercy endureth forever." It says, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good." Which is like, okay. But it also says, that he's good because his mercy endures forever. And I think about how many times God showed mercy to Israel, and that really means a lot because he's standing there ready to help us anytime we fall or need help. Verse 8 says, it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in him, or than to put confidence in man. I think it's really easy to trust ourselves or the people around us, our family, to help us and support us. But it's more important that we trust God to take care of things. And then verse 20. Oh, I lost it. Hold on. 29 says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. And it's just a repeat of verse 1, but I think the repetition stands to mean something. And then, does your family have any Thanksgiving traditions? Not really. We usually go to Michigan, which is why I was so late. And one side of my family makes a ton of food and the other side of my family doesn't. But we had a lot of fun last night. And lots of laughs, and I always share little stories, and it's a lot of fun. But I think that's all I have. I just want to thank the Lord again. One more thing. I am really thankful this year for my job. Last Thanksgiving, I was working two jobs. It was terrible, and I hated it. But this year, I have a really awesome job, and I'm really thankful for it. Yes.
Terrific. Well, I really appreciate everyone who spoke tonight or testified. That was really wonderful.